Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say it, as always, it is a great word. It is a great word. I get excited. As many know who have been with me for some years, I get giddy for Jesus because the Word of God is just so good. It touches my heart. It touches my mind. And yes, I may have a tear or two because the Holy Spirit hits me like that. So I thank God that he has given me this opportunity to be with you this morning. Right. Father God in heaven, we come to you today, believing and trusting, Lord God, that you are not bringing the storms of end to Florida without, Lord God, having already put in place a thorough way to get through it, Lord God, that you have not already made a road for redemption. But you are our Lord. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Redeemer. You are our God. And Father God, I'm believing that you will not bring us to any storm that you will not bring us through. All we have to do is be still and know that you are God. Father God, so I pray for all the saints in Florida. I pray for those saved and unsaved. I pray, Lord God, for all those that are in this awful storm cast, that they will believe, that they will get on their knees and they will pray, that it will bring many more to you, God, that do not know you. They will understand that their redemption comes through salvation and their salvation comes through redemption. And believing in you, faith comes from knowing and not even seeing. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, that they will be safely, get safely through the storm. And the evidence of things not seen, that they did get through the storm because you, Lord God, brought them through. As our Redeemer, Father God, I lift up my cousins. I lift up my daughter's father and my daughter's mother. I lift them up, oh God, asking you to watch over her brother, who I just love to pieces, Lord God. Please watch over Donna and his family. As you watch over Jesus and his family and Martha and her husband. And Lord God, watch over my cousin Damon and his family. And Lord God, watch over my nephew and his wife. And so many friends from school. Watch over their properties, Lord God. Watch over their families, oh God. Watch over co-workers that have moved to Florida, Lord God. So many I know, Lord God, I'm asking you, cover them. Cover them from the crown of their heads and from the feet. Cover their homes and their businesses, oh God. And Father God, as you cover the people of Florida, cover this nation and the nations of the world, Lord God. Cover every listener, God. Those that listen live and listen later, I ask your coverage, God. I ask your blessings, God. I ask you to watch over my pastor, Lord God, as she flies the skyways on her way to Arizona, God. Let her have the best trip she's ever had, the best vacation she's ever had, the best retreat she's ever had. Let her have an encounter with you, God. A major encounter with you, God. For you are our Redeemer, God. And Father God, I ask you to cover Evangelist Teresa, Lord God, as she goes through her surgery. We ask you, Lord, that I'm lifting her up, God, that she is faithful. And, Lord God, I ask you to watch over all those that are seeking more of you, Lord God. Give us all strength as our Redeemer, God. Guide us and lead us, God, in the way that we should go. That we will not depart from your training, from your teaching, from your presence, God. Don't turn away from us in this time, oh God. Lead us and guide us, God, to righteousness, to salvation. Lord, remove all the hateful rhetoric and lies and untruth that comes from politics, that comes from people hating each other for no reason except for politics and political parties and bipartisanship. Lord, forget all the foolishness. Let us be loving and kind. Let us remember those fruits of the Spirit that you gave us in Galatians going yesterday, God. Let us never forget to look up and lift up instead of tear down. Let us remember to love. Let us remember to have the joy of the Lord with you, God. And give us peace, Lord God, and give us patience as we suffer along. With foolishness, Lord God, let us have a kind heart and be good to each other. Lord God, let us never forget to be faithful to you and faithful to each other. Let us be gentle in our dealings with each other. Let us have self-control when dealing with someone who may not look like us, may not act like us, may not smell or dress like us. But they are still your children, God. Help us to be better, God, not to envy each other, not to provoke each other, but be conceited. Help us to be men and women of God, men and women of the way, the truth, and the life, which is Christ Jesus. Help us to walk in this light. And it's in his name I lift up this word, Lord God. And ask as I ask every day. Father God, increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my Redeemer. And it's in the name of Christ Jesus I pray, believing and trusting that your word is true. That you will never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the one and only God and to my Savior, Jesus Christ. My Redeemer lives. And my Father, God, is the ultimate Redeemer. And his name is the Lord of hosts. And he loves me. And I love him. And I'm grateful to be called for such a time as this to get his word into the atmosphere. There may be some that says, all they do is she just reads the Bible. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, you know, but God's word is true. And it is important that we know it because the enemy is sending his wolves in sheep's clothing. As the wolf on the commercial, my mother just laughs every time she sees it. I'm just a wolf. Yeah, you're the flu. You're a plague. You're a virus. And that's what the enemy is. He's a plague and a virus. He comes in, I'm harmless. But not teaching false doctrine. Not even looking at the word of God, just making stuff up as they go along. Getting people off their spiritual square. And knocking folks into darkness. We have to be careful. Wolves are wolves. And you will know a wolf because eventually that sheep's clothing will fall off and you will see the real deal. Ask the followers of Jim Jones who thought that he was this great pastor, that he could preach the word and that he was all these things until he pulled out the Kool-Aid and the guns and said drink. And if you didn't drink, you were murdered. Mothers giving their babies poison because the man of God told him to, when he was not a man of God. Be careful who you follow. You may be following the devil into the pit of hell. But the gate is wide. And all the folks are rushing through. We got to go through that narrow gate, even if you got to go alone. Trust God. And know he is your redeemer. And let's get into the word of God this morning. We are coming this morning out of Isaiah chapter 47. So get your Bible. My King James readers, when I posted on my website on blogtalkradio.com, it is moving forward with Minister Bridget on Blog Talk. And I did put the word that we're coming from this morning in King James for my King James readers. So my blog does have it in King James, but we will be coming out of New King James. But you can follow very easily. Again, we are coming out of Isaiah chapter 47 through 48, verse 22, through chapter 48, verse 22. Our psalm for this morning is the 111th psalm, verses 7 through 10. Our proverb this morning is a very famous one, which you will hear in Proverbs 26 and 11 through 12. And we will also be coming out of Galatians chapter 6. Life lessons, life answers, what the Bible says about our commentary from Dr. Charles Stanley. We are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. Again, I'm coming out of the New King James Version. It does come in King James and NIV, and I believe it's NLT as well. And again, my daily disclaimer, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries to hawk his Bible. But I will tell you, every day I say this, it is a Bible worth having in your biblical arsenal, because this is our weapon of choice, is to fight with the Word of God. Because God's Word, nobody can touch it. Nobody can hurt you with it unless you don't know it. You got to know it, study it, meditate on it, and know that God's got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Stand on God's word. Stay in your spiritual square where there is light and the darkness cannot penetrate. Oh, believe me, the enemy will attack and he will attack you. Ooh. Seven times worse than he did the first time. That is a very true statement. That you sweep a demon out and all that, he'll come back with seven rings to make things much worse than they were. But we got to stand on God's word and know that God's going to clean them out for good and send them back to the pit of hell from which they came. When we trust in God and know that he is our Redeemer, all things will fall into place. We just got to have the strength to do it and fight that fight of faith, knowing that our Daddy God walks with us and that he's got us covered. So let's get into our word this morning. And again, shout out to Israel Howden and his wife, lovely wife, Adriana, with their new baby, and for allowing me to use moving forward for the theme of this song. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for all the pastors in my life and ministers in my life. I just thank God for all the teachers that I've had, and I just thank God for all of you for listening in. And let's go. Let's get into it. I hope everybody got your Bible. This is Bible study. And if there is anyone that has a King James Version that would ever like to read, please push the number one on your phone as you dial 213-943-3597. Again, 213-943-3597. if there is a King James reader who would like to read some morning, just DM me on Twitter or on Facebook under Bridget Smith. Giving you my name. I am grateful for it, for the man that gave it to me. 30, oh, now, gosh, I'm not going to tell y'all. About 40-some-odd plus years ago. So thanking God for all of you. And again, this time, we really are getting started. And the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 47, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. But you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind the meal. Remove your veil. Take off the skirt. Uncover the thigh. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not attribute with a man. Arbitrate, excuse me, with a man. Let me read that one more time. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not arbitrate with a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord, his name, the Holy One of Israel, sit in silence and go into the darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hands. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily, and you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell secretly, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to you. In a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in your fullness, in their fullness. Because of the multitude of your sorceries, for the great abundance of your enchantment. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have walked you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. Therefore, evil shall come upon you. You shall not know from where it arises. And trouble shall fall upon you. And you will not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantment and the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. You are worried in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you. For what shall come upon you? Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored. Your merchants from your youth, they shall wander each one to his quarter. No one shall save you. Think they are all that. It's craving God's folk. Yes, God will allow awful things to happen. Yes, he does. But they're all for a purpose and a reason. Israel lost their mind. Didn't do what was right. And God allowed them to be enslaved. Hard-hearted. Stiff-necked. Don't want to do what they're supposed to do. Who does that sound like? So many of us. Hard-hearted, stiff-necked. But understand, God will deliver his people. Don't ever think that you are doing something to the people of God that you're going to continue to get away with, because it will not happen. God will come, and he will do what he has to do. And I will tell you now, don't be on the wrong side of our Father. For he is a redeemer, and he will redeem his children. He will redeem his children. And this is what the word of God says in chapter 48 of Isaiah, who is a mighty prophet. Everything that I have ever read in Isaiah, I've either seen it come true or I'm believing it's going to come true. He is not, a mighty prophet. That's all I'm saying. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness. For they call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass, because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was an iron sling, and your brow bronze. Who does that sound like? Even from the beginning, I have declared it to you, because it came to pass, I proclaimed it to you, lest you should say, no idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image commanded them. I'll read that again, starting at verse number 2. But they shall call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass, because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was an iron sling, and your brow bronze. Even from the beginning, I have declared it to you, because it came to pass, I proclaimed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image have commanded them. You have heard, see all this, and will not, and you will not declare it. I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning. And before this day, you have not heard them, lest you should say, of course I knew them. Surely you did not hear. Surely you did not know. Surely from long ago, your ear was not opened. For I knew that you were dear, very trusted, and were called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will restrain from you, so that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory to another. Listen to me, O Jacob, and Israel, my call. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. All of you, assemble yourselves and hear. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves them. He shall do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I have spoken, yet I have called him. I have brought him, and he will, and his way will prosper. Come near to me. Hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, that your peace would have been like a river. such a peace would be like, would have been like a river. May your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. Do you know who you belong to? Is a question that we have to ask. Do you know who your grandfather was? Do you know who you descended from? Do you know your story? Go forth from Babylon. Flee from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing, declare, proclaim this. Utter it to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they did not thirst. When he led them through the desert, he caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also sent the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. There's no peace for the wicked. Don't ever think somebody's getting away with what they do in the dark. It eventually comes in the light. We got to work the work while it is day, because the enemy is coming. He's coming. And he only comes to kill. And as we go into our life lesson from chapter 48, it says, for my praise I will restrain it from you so that I do not cut you off. We owe our salvation to the love and grace of God and not to anything else. God saved us for his name's sake, not because we deserved it or were somehow worth more than the Son who died for us. You better speak it out to them. We are not worthy. But God loves us anyway because he is a redeemer. He is our Savior. He is our God. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, my Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He told us who he was. He said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the ways you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments would have been like a river. And your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. God is in charge. He sent his Son. He sent Jesus, our Savior, not because we were deserving, but because he loved us, he created us, and he made us in his image, and he wanted the best for us. But he has taken us through bondage. He has taken us through so many things, through the storms of life. Get our attention. Has he gotten your attention yet? Isaiah 48 and 7, I am the Lord your God who teaches you the prophet, who leads you by the way you should go. Hallelujah. God is in charge of our life, and he loves us more than anything. You are loved. You are a child of God. Dear Lord, for all you've done for us. And the word God is given, Dr. Stanley, says God may sometimes lead you into tight spots and difficult circumstances. And we're going to go to the word. Please join me in Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. And we're going to go to verse 45. We may read a little above or a little below to make sure we get it in context. And it tells us this word, and I'm going to go back just a little bit. Because understand, this is the feeding of the 5,000 that Jesus fed 5,000 again to loaves. No, 5 loaves, 2 fish. And love this word because it tells us, you know, when we hungry, God feeds us. We may think we don't have enough, but he will make enough out of a little. You know, my church on Sunday was our love day for our pastor. Praise the Lord, because she is a great woman of God. And I just have to say this. You would have thought that when you saw all these people, Lord, we are not going to have enough food. We had so much food that we was giving out food for people to take home. It was an overflow, and everything was delicious because it was done in love. You know, and Jesus, in love, fed 5,000 men. Understand that. It was more than 5,000 that was fed with them two fish and five loaves. Because if you stop and think, it was 5,000 men, not including women, not including children. So that those two fish and five loaves fed a bunch. And then had 12 baskets left over. And that's what it says. It says, and they did 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fish. And they did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethesda while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to do what? To pray. Jesus prayed all the time. And when we're talking, I've been praying about this hurricane Ian coming towards Florida. And this word that, oh, thank you, God. God gave this for us for today. It says, and when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him more troubled, and immediately he talked with them, and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. But they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And that's a whole nother story. All I can say is I'm a witness. It was Jesus. There's no doubt. Nobody but the Lord. I have an assurance down in my soul. And I dare not ask who it was. We're talking a whole nother story. Thank you, Lord. And if we go to Luke chapter 10, verse 1, it says, and after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. I am the Lord your God who teaches you the prophets, who leads you by the way you should go. And then it goes on to say, but wherever he guides you, he does it to do you good in the end. And we're going to go back to the Old Testament to Deuteronomy. So join me in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we are going to go into verse number 10. And yes, to my King James readers, I'm coming out of King James. And it says this, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. And I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of this. It says, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, them little g's, and serve them and worship them, I testify against thee, this day that ye shall surely hear. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. And we all better hear that. We all need to hear that. Don't follow after little G's, because they'll never be the big G, which is God, our Redeemer. 111th Psalm, verse 7, starting at verse 7 to verse 10. The works of his hand are varied, variety and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. We can do it. We say thank you, Jesus. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. And I got to read that again. The works of his hand are variety and justice. Verity and justice. I'm going to read again. I can't help myself. The works of his hands are verity and justice, and his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Who you praising, who you doing things for, who you losing your mind over, is it God or is it man? Understand, man is fallible. God is omnipotent. And we need to stop chasing people and celebrity and getting all excited about a celebrity instead of getting excited about God. And the word of God says, as Dr. Stanley brings it back to our attention, in the 111th Psalm, verse 10, all those who do his commandments. The more we strive by God's Spirit to obey God's commandments, the more understanding he gives us of his holy word. Jesus said, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine. And then as we continue, it says, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And if we go down to verse 18, it says, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is truth, and no unrighteousness is in him. I'm going to read that again, and you need to catch it. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory shall have it. And he that seeketh his glory that sent him, Christ Jesus, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me? Because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not below he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? That's all. We know who Jesus is. And we bind and rebuke those spirits of attack that will try to attack you in the midst of giving a word. I bind and send that spirit right back from whence it came. For I know who my daddy is, and he is the Redeemer. He is God, and I'm grateful. to be a child of God. So we go now. In the name of Jesus, we got to rebuke those spirits of attack. But God's word is going to go forth. And the word of God says in Proverbs 26 and 11 through 12, and this is the word that we need to really listen to. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? And there is more hope for a fool than for him. We better understand everything that the word of God says. We can see it every day. All you got to do is just listen and look, and God will show you everything that the word of God says. Everything. This word, you can stand on it. As you know, I always talk to people who like to read, like I do. Anything you need is in this book. Mystery, murder, craziness, it's in the book. History, it's in the book. His story is in the book. Anything, any kind of book you like to read, political injury, it's in the book. This book is the bestseller and will continue to be a bestseller. No book will ever knock it off of number one because it is the best book you could ever read because it's our story. It's his story. It's love. It's a love relationship that has been given to us to remember who we belong to. Our Redeemer, who is the God of hosts, who is the mighty and awesome God, who is the lover of our soul, who takes us where we need to go. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name. Galatians chapter 6, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a man in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. But if anyone thinks but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. But each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share it, all good things with him who teaches. I'm going to read that again. Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Just remember that. As you see some reaping going on in this world, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. But he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. But in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh. These would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. But not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. But in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. from now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And I love this word for this morning. It says, what the Bible says, bearing one another's burdens. In Galatians 6, verses 1 through 3, many people object to the idea of accountability because they don't see how other people's actions are any of their business. You know, I've said it too. That ain't my business. You mind your business, I mind my business. But this is what Dr. Stanley says, but the Bible says that we in the body of Christ all have a responsibility to one another. Wow. But Paul taught that if a believer is caught in sin, the strong members of the church are to help shoulder the responsibility of that person's sin. They are to work with the sinner to help him get back on track. Did you catch that? Sometimes we want to criticize and talk about and vilify and put down, not knowing why somebody goes through what they go through, not understanding how they got into the mess that they in. Don't know, don't care, not my problem. I don't care if they're off track. I'm on track. I'm doing good. And that's not the right attitude. That's not how we should act as men and women of God. This implies that our sin is other people's business, and conversely, their sin becomes part of our responsibility. Nowhere in Scripture are we told that our sin is something just between us and God. Whoa. How many times have we said that too? That's their business. That's between them and God. I raised my hand in humble, asking for forgiveness because I have said that. But I love the words, and it is not. It is still true. Dr. Stanley Stanley says, no, in Scripture are we told that our sin is something between us and God. It's not there. It does tell us that God will judge each of us. Now, that is there. Judgment is going to come from God. But, I got convicted just now. A woman in our church in Miami was married for only a short time when her husband revealed his homosexuality. Soon afterwards, he left her to be with his lover. She told me something I should never forget. After I was divorced, she said, several of my friends came to me and said they knew he was gay before we married. When I asked them why they didn't say anything, they replied, we didn't think it was any of our business. We all got to raise our hand because we all have been there. We all have said these things. We all have done these things. And it says, after hearing the story, I made up my mind never to stand by quietly and watch a friend make what I felt sure was a mistake. This resolution occasionally makes me very unpopular. People have left the church over things I have confronted them about. But when I start thinking that maybe I should keep my mouth shut, I always remember Solomon's words. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterwards than he who flatters with the tongue. Proverbs 28:23. It amazes me how often people come back to me or write letters to apologize for their reaction to my warnings. More often than not, they admit that they should have listened. Remember this, in an accountability relationship, you are not responsible for how the other person responds to you, but you are responsible to tell the truth and then continue to love that person through the process. Wow. Dr. Stanley will so convict you. I just got totally convicted because everything you said, I've said, I have said, that's between them and God. That's not my business. You mind your business and I mind my business. We each are minding our own business. But sometimes we got to mind somebody's business if we know that they're hiding themselves and others. And this is the rest of our word for this morning in Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. No maturing Christian can easily say, I don't need the church. because Jesus tells us that we all have work to do in the church. We cannot carry the burden of those we have nothing to do with. I've been there. Like I said, this whole word this morning convicted me because I was there. I was one of those people that said, I don't need to go to church. They're hypocrites. They're hateful. And I don't want to be bothered with them. I'm just speaking the truth. I was there at one point in my life. I've never stopped loving God. I never stopped believing in Jesus. I just didn't want anything to do with the church and the hypocrites that was in it. Me talking, not God. That was my story. That was how I was feeling. And it was wrong. I regret it. I had to ask forgiveness for it. I had to repent of that attitude because it was wrong. It was wrong. And it was a detriment to my family. Call me. But believe me, I went through to get to this place because I didn't do what I knew I was supposed to do. I wasn't doing right. Tuned out. Didn't want to be bothered. Didn't stop going to church on TV. Yeah. I was right there with G. Patterson. I was right there with Dr. Stanley. I was right there on Sunday morning with T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and Joyce Myers. Oh, yes, I was not listening to words. But I was supposed to be working in the house of God. I had been called, and I was studying, and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do with my children. And so I regret. Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. Paul often uses the phrase, do not be deceived, probably because so many of us are. Here he wants to remind us that our actions always have a consequence, either for good or for bad. To think otherwise is to be deceived. You better preach it. It's the truth. Galatians 6:15, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision avail anything, but a new creation. God intends to make us into a totally new people, not by the tinkering with different kinds of religious rituals or by trying to reform our behavior, but by changing us through his spirit into the likeness of Christ. Are you allowing the Lord to look at lead you today? And I go back to this word again to all of us. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he will also reap. But he who sows in his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will be of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I want to reap everlasting life. I want to be with Jesus one day. But I want to be with Jesus and know I did what I was called to do. Don't get caught up. Don't allow the enemy to knock you off your square. Know who you belong to and that you are a child of God and that you are loved by him. And he wants the best for you. God is in charge of everything. Trust in him. Keep believing in him. And know who he is. He's our Redeemer. He is our Father. He is God. And there's no one like him. And a word from our sister in Christ today. Good morning. Your work doesn't have to earn a proof. It already exists. Always know that you have value because you are valuable to God. Have a wonderful Wednesday. What a word and right. On point. You are valuable to God. And as we go into our prayer for this 28th day, Blown By, Meet Me. That's our title. It is not yet time for the message to come true, but that time is coming soon. the message will come true. It may seem like a long time, but be patient and wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not be delayed. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 3, NCV. We're going to go to that word in King James, asking God to give me a little time. You know, it's one of those minor prophets that we kind of skip over. I don't anymore, but I used to. Isn't like, I don't know, just three little chapters, I think I'll call it. You know, and then you go to the big guys. You know, you go to Isaiah and Jeremiah and Jonah. You know, no, we need to go to Habakkuk. And it says this, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. So I had to read it from King James, so we get it in context. It says, God of glory, the time is coming when all waiting will be over. It's almost income. Quite imagine all things out in the light, with no more mysteries or hidden motives. When the day has come and the lay is done, may I be found in you. All your promises will be fulfilled. Not one will turn up empty. I can trust that everything you're doing, you do exceedingly well. Your goodness will continue to follow me until the day of fulfillment, and then all the more. You never let go of me. I can trust your faithfulness to lead me into your kingdom. As a citizen of heaven, I ache for the long-awaited homecoming. What a glorious day it will be as I continue in the waiting. Strengthen me every day with courage and hope. I know it will all be worth it. Every sacrifice, every thought, and every act of love. And the question for today, as we wrap up, what encourages you to extended periods of waiting? Are you waiting on the Lord today? Keep trusting him and know that he is our Redeemer. He is our Father God, and he loves us. And I pray as we wrap up this morning, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name I pray over you and yours. Have a wonderful worshiping Wednesday. And remember, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name. Have a blessed day, family. And again, keep our family and friends on the coast of Florida and Cuba and Puerto Rico and all the islands that Ian is hitting. Ask God to watch over the people of those places. Keep them protected by his blood. As we pray for those in the eye of the storm, that God will not bring them to it, unless he's going to bring them through it. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours again. Have a blessed and wonderful day. It's a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed.